Welcome everyone to the meditation. Wherever you are, just get yourself comfortable and look forward to just enjoying a nice, relaxing meditation. And as usual, we'll begin and end with the sound of the Tibetan bell. So let's take a few minutes to relax your body and your mind. There's no rules or requirements here, just listen to the words and relax. If you get other thoughts, noises or distractions, just acknowledge them, let them pass. Just coming back to the task and hopefully the relaxation that comes with it. If any time you find other thoughts are entering, it's normal. Just acknowledge them and let them pass. Just try to refocus again on the journey that we're on. And you may find that you have periods of being in the journey and maybe some where you're not. Just enjoy the experience and any moments that you can get. So wherever you are, be comfortable. If you're in a chair, sit comfortably, get nice and straight, feet planted. Find somewhere to put your hands, maybe on your knees or your thighs. Gently close your eyes and just begin to breathe in and out. Find a nice, comfortable rhythm. As you breathe in, imagine yourself breathing in love, good feelings, hope. As you breathe out, just imagine yourself breathing out any tensions, any stresses. Just imagine yourself letting go with each breath of anything that you might be holding on to. And just keep going. Just keep going with it until you find a nice, easy rhythm of breathing in and out. Something simple, natural, and comfortable. As I speak, just allow the images to form in your own minds, naturally, in your own time. This is your meditation. If they don't match, change them or move on. As you sit, just doing this gentle breathing, you should notice you start to relax and you start to get those feelings spreading throughout your whole body. As you're now in a state of relaxation, we're going to go on a guided journey together. Just let go of any expectations, just experience. In whatever way it comes naturally to you. You're in a room, it's a place you feel comfortable, it's filled with things you know, the pictures on the walls, the furniture, the cushions and the decor. It all feels familiar. It's decorated with your favourite colours and shades, and it's a place you feel happy and you can relax in. You have this place as an escape, it's somewhere with a good feeling. As you look around on the wall, a few hooks, they contain coats and jackets, other things you'd wear to stay warm and comfy when you need to wrap up. As you look out of the window today, you see clear blue skies, you feel happy. No need for a coat, a hat or gloves. And the idea of sunshine and being outside makes you happy. But today we're going to the beach, so you'll need some sturdy footwear, that's all. Once you've put those on, in the corner of the room is a door and it leads outside. You open it, stepping through into the summer day outside. And as the sun beats down on you with a gentle breeze, you stand just for a moment, just smiling. And we're going to go on the adventure. So you head down some steps, and as your foot touches each step, you feel a little lighter each time. The first step, feeling of optimism. The second, a feeling of relaxing inside. As you descend one by one, each step is unlocking good feelings, calm and optimism. till you reach the bottom, ready for the journey ahead. And you find yourself in a meadow, green grass, pretty yellow flowers peeking through. Along the left of the meadow is a small fence. Beyond the fence is another meadow, and it's full of rabbits playing in the sun. They're playing in the moment. And you just stop for a moment to watch. You're warm, you're comfortable, the sun's out. You can feel the heat on your cheeks. So you walk on, and at the bottom corner of the meadow, there's a new pathway with a sign to Fossil Beach. You decide to follow it, happy and warmed by the sun and a gentle, cooling breeze. As you head along this newly pebbled pathway, you can hear and feel the small stones crunching underfoot, and you have a real spring in your step, excited. As you continue, feeling relaxed and out into nature now, you're taking in the sounds and you're wondering what else you might see. The sun's on you, it feels like it's warm in your soul, providing a feeling of energy. As you look ahead, you see a bridge that looks like it'll cross over something, and you wonder what it could be. As you get nearer, you can see now that it crosses over a railway, and you stop, look over the top and along the tracks as they curve around and into the distance. Then you hear it, the distinct sound of a steam train, the shrill toot and the puffing of the engine as it pulls the carriages along, the sound of metal chugging along on metal. And then you see it as it appears around the bend ahead, shimmering in the sunshine. You're amazed as this piece of history nears, and then it passes right under you, under the bridge, continuing into the distance, leaving you momentarily standing in the clouds of steam from its engine. You can smell it and see it and feel it. For a moment you stand there and you imagine what it was like to travel all those years ago. You imagine how time was different. But now back to the path to Fossil Beach, and you can see the ocean ahead, beautiful and blue, just a few birds soaring above it. Nature's all around us. It's amazing. We should be in it more. Can you imagine being one of those birds, free of any bindings, able to harness the power of the natural world to soar high in the sky? You know, as you see it all in front of you, your mind is wandering. The view, the sky, the ocean, the rocky beach below, the warm breeze on you. You're really in that moment. And nearby, on the left, you can now see steps down to the beach. So you take your time, making your way down, taking in the wonder of the day and the beach, relaxed, no rush, this gentle breeze. And as you get onto the beach, you can now see it, the rock formations, lots of slabs of rock sticking out of the bedrock. The tide is way out, exposing so much of the bedrock beach strata. You want to see if it lives up to its name of Fossil Beach. And then as you look now behind you, back to the cliff and the rocky beach ahead, you can see the obvious layers of different colour rocks that have been exposed and weathered and eroded by the daily crashing of the tide. The softer rock layers have been washed away, but the tougher rocks remain, resolute and ready for more. It makes us think of our recovery, our lives, and the fact that we get up every day still standing, still proud? Are you proud of the person you are, the journey that you've been on? And so you decide to walk out a little to look at the rock formations and the layers, and you realize that you can walk between them. And there are some areas where rock pools have captured tidal water. So you take a moment to see what is within them, scanning the water patiently. Sometimes in life we can't relax, we can't sit still or just let our minds be quiet. But here, in nature, we can and do. The sounds, the smells and the calm of the beach goes through our bodies, relaxing every part. And you continue walking along between the rock formations until you see it, a beautiful fossil, a swirled ammonite embedded in the rock from millions of years ago, only visible now because the layers of the rock have been gradually removed. You stand there and you admire it, the sun glistening on it, and you wonder, without the blanket of gambling that hid many of my qualities, amazing new things that people see from me today. And as you think, you carry on the walk, the sun on your back, feeling reflective. It could be the gentle breeze, the gentle sound of the waves, as the tide continues to retreat further and further out, exposing more rocks as it goes. Now you find yourself in the shingle or the smaller rocks, little patches of softer rocks that have been worn down and moved around by the power of the ocean. As you scan the small pieces, you can see some that have been worn smooth or broken up, and here you start to see more tinier fossilized remains exposed in the shingle. So you take a moment to find yourself a cool fossil or a rock that would look good on a shelf at home. When you find it, you pop it in your pocket. Just a little smile on your face. Sometimes we get our smiles for free, our highs from nature. Maybe it's a message to us all. Everything we need is here for us. We just have to get in the moment and let it happen. Now to the side of us is a big, flat, dry rock, and you decide to sit on it for a moment, just looking out to sea. As you sit there, you start to think about all the things you can be grateful for, making your own gratitude list in your head as you go. You think of some of the things you've done that make you proud, that have taken strength, courage, and work. Think for a moment about the friend that you are to others within the fellowship and beyond. How you're there when you can be for others. Gift to them, and it's a gift to you. We have to give it away to keep it, as they say. Then you sit and think about maybe how people in the fellowship, they reached out to you. They made you feel welcome and loved. What a gift. And then maybe you think of others where you've paid it forward. You've been that person to reach out to them and given them that gift. And you feel grateful just to have had this time, feeling reflective, content and relaxed. But it's only now you realise you must have lost track of time, as the waves are now only 10 feet away, and slowly it signals the tide is returning. So you enjoy a last moment here, and then you slowly head back across the beach towards the steps. And as you walk with your fossil in your pocket, it reminds me we're all part of something much bigger, over millions of years in this case. You can take comfort in that. As you pass back the way you came, over the railway bridge, and back along the pathway from which we came, still a little bit of sun keeping you warm and that gentle breeze. And then once again, we find ourselves back at the start of the pathway. And you begin to walk back across the first meadow again. We're now close to where we started our journey. Just for today, we've been enjoying all that is beautiful about the world. And it serves as a good reminder to us all to keep it simple and enjoy life. We've had an adventure, a chance to reflect, think of some of the things that we've achieved, and to know that we are, like the rocks, always trying to stand tall. We're almost back at our beginning. Start to look forward to it. Returning to the start, that place of ultimate comfort. As you reach the steps, you take each one. And you find yourself back at the top again. As you enter your room, you get that feeling of familiarity and happiness. You're happy to be home. Better for today's adventure. You feel good, safe, comfortable in your own skin, proud to be you. You have a quick look around and find somewhere to put your new fossil, a keepsake from our adventure. And then you sit and you go back to the breathing in and out. In that special place, knowing that any time we like, we can create special times, visit special people, and do special things. As you sit breathing, you listen for the sound of the bell and the end of today's adventure.